While flashy TV ads suggest consumers are buying cars with the click of a mouse, most people still feel more comfortable visiting the showroom, even though a pushy salesman may be waiting. But some dealerships have a different technique for selling cars. Joel Obermeyer prepared this report from Houston.
See, the other salespeople in the city are taught something totally different. And that's the reason
it's 2 in the afternoon, and Robert Knoll is standing at the front of a crowded conference room at Sterling McCall Toyota in Houston. The car salesmen are in white shirts and silk ties, and the saleswomen have dark suits. All wear name tags. Knoll starts by asking the salespeople what they say when a customer tells them, "I'm just looking."
What would the old school be?
Looking for what?
Looking for the bathroom.
Yeah, let me help you look.
I've been browsing. We might be related. Nice to meet you. Just looking.
Right?
I'm just selling. trying to be funny.
Knoll tells the salespeople to back off. He says leave the customers alone if that's what they want. On that first visit, the salespeople should offer customers information without trying to sell them anything. It's advice that's far different than what Knoll received when he got into the business 2 decades ago. At the age of 19, he got a job selling cars at a Ford dealership in California. He wasn't used to pressuring people. He didn't feel comfortable with some of the tactics his boss made him use.
For example, meeting somebody and telling them, "Hi, I'm Robert Knoll," and then I grab the customer's hand to shake his hand, and then being taught to not let go until the customer gives you his last name.
And why were you supposed to do that?
Because it's control. Now I know your name. It's the beginning of the sale.
It wasn't until Knoll began ignoring his boss's advice that he began selling more cars. His sales went up sixfold, and he became the dealer salesman of the year. Over time, Knoll developed a bunch of low-key sales techniques. Now he travels the country and earns as much as $5,000 a day training salespeople. Knoll has been coming to Sterling McCall Toyota for several years, and changes are obvious to anyone walking on the lot. The dealership is along a highway, and customers constantly wander among the cars, peering in the windows. But the salespeople usually hang back outside the showroom entrance. They approach customers slowly instead of pouncing. George Bolotiwa has been selling cars for 4 years. He says he just tries to get customers to relax.
If you buy from me, wonderful. If you don't, it's okay. I can see you tomorrow and say, "Hi, did you get your car?" Because I know in most cases I would do what I'm supposed to do and sell you a car. And everybody will be happy.
Customers also seem to have noticed the difference.
I much prefer being able to just come in, take a look, you know, not having somebody try to pressure me into buying. I went to another dealership over on the northwest side. It was much more pressure than like what I've had here so far.
Robert Knoll believes customers who have a positive experience are more willing to agree on a price that leaves a larger profit for the dealer. But if that's true, consumers are paying more for the same car just because they like the process better. Chris DeNovi studies trends in auto retailing for J.D. Power & Associates. He says customers shouldn't be lulled into quick deals by easygoing salesmen.
I can almost guarantee that salesperson's job is to get you to pay as much money as possible for that vehicle. It's just that they've decided to do it in a softer, more customer-friendly approach.
As more dealers adopt low-key sales tactics, visits to the showroom should become a little less tense for many of us. But if you want to get the best price, you still have to do your homework before you step on the lot. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.